from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, do Labour's numbers add up on all sorts of things? Mike's DHB crusade continues. We've got a really compelling driving study out of Otago University and the Hosking Halloween horror story. But before any of that, Labor doesn't want foreign people to buy our houses.
In making existing houses sensitive, that means the foreigner presumably can still build a new house. And once again, that's before we must remember these so-called foreigners don't actually add up to a large number of players in the market. When they get around to sorting out the data, they will find, well, basically what they found with Tony Alexander's work from the BNZ on foreign investors a year or so back. That number in his study was a mere 3%. In other words, not a number to make a dent. But it doesn't end there. If foreigners can still build houses, what effect does that have on the market? Answer, none. How do I know this? Because this is exactly what Australia's been up to, and it has not made one jot of difference. And then we get to the other myth in all of this, the poor old first home buyer, if that's what they're trying to do, and I don't know what they're trying to do, as I say, but if they're trying to help the first home buyer, stats out last week showed there has not been as many first home buyers buying for 10 years. So how does that dovetail with the sob story that every young person is locked out of the market? It doesn't, of course, because it's made up bollocks. This so-called ban is window dressing. It's xenophobic, made up political bollocks for expediency purposes, nothing else. It's the move you make you look like you're doing something, when in reality it's for headlines and coalition promises, not for any real effect. It is the work of inexperienced amateurs.
Oh dear. And to be honest, people have been asking questions about some of the numbers Labor spits out right throughout the campaign. So why stop now?
Very good question. Does Labor's extra 1,800 police include the 1,000 already being added under National's initiative? I will ask Nash that, because the tree planting thing got slightly busted as well. That billion trees is on top of the 60 million we already, not on top, it's part of the 60 million we already plant. So in other words, 100 million, you go, oh my God, 100 million trees, that's extraordinary. But we're already planting 60. So they're only adding another 40 million. So it's a very good question about the police.
And did you think that when they said a billion as well, that it was a million, not 100 million?
Or 1,000 million. What is a billion?
Yeah. Doesn't it depend on where you are in the world?
It does depend. And if my sense of it is, if I asked Shane Jones, if I said Shane is a billion, a million, million, 1,000 billion, or 100 billion, what would he say apart from, let me come back to you?
I reckon he'd say, oh, it's a lot of trees.
Heaps of trees is what he'd say.
So many trees.
That's exactly what he'd say.
So many confusing conversations this morning about exactly how much a billion is, and which then leads on to a trillion. And that's way before you get to a Googleplex. Way, way before. Or is it? I'm starting to get a headache, but I don't know if I'd trust anything that's happening at the DHB to fix it.
Now, this business of the Waikato DHB. So far, we brought to your attention the business of Dr. Nigel Murray, who was the CEO, who scarpered, can't be found, owes money, there is no money coming back, and the board, who refused to answer any questions or give any details, have closed the case on him, and that's just been one big fat disaster. Yesterday, we told you about a sponsorship arrangement, which some serious questions have been raised around, and that was a sponsorship arrangement where an invoice was split a couple of ways, so the money came from different budgets, including the Waikato rugby people, and some sort of program designed to interact with the community, and was led to ask the question, what is it that rugby players are doing being paid for by DHBs, and where is all this money going on, and how come we're not spending it on doctors and nurses and injections and medicines and operations? And then we get this morning the news from the Health Minister, who is seeking answers from the Waikato DHB on a multi-million dollar virtual health strategy. New revelations, it was presented to and signed off by the board in just a month. It was signed up with an American company called HealthTap to provide virtual health. The whole standard practice appeared to be less robust than it actually should have. So what had happened, they're set to review this smart health app. It's believed to have cost the board $17 million, possibly much more, failed to attract the targeted number of users, so it was a bust. And HealthTap was first presented to the board back in June of 2015 at a teleconference between members Nigel Murray, who was the then CEO before he scarpered, and the innovation executive, somebody called Darren Hackett. So they're on a Skype call talking about this. 2 days later, the board heard a report about it behind closed doors at its monthly meeting. No other options were presented. And the rules of the game are that you need to look at a variety of options. You go, well, this looks reasonably good. Well, what else is on the market and what else does it cost? They didn't do any of this. So the health minister wants to have a word with the DHB about this. What he might like to do at the same time is ask the more broad-based question, why are you all so useless? And see what they come up with by way of an answer.
Yeah, the trouble with asking really terminally useless people why they're useless is that they won't know why. Unfortunately, it's only really smart onto it people who have those sorts of answers. So, yeah, that's an issue. Mind you, smart onto it people don't always come up with great answers.
So a study of the day goes to the University of Otago, Wellington. Here's what they've been looking into via, I'm assuming, is it taxpayers' money that would have paid for this? New Zealanders, sit down, brace yourself for this. You ready for this? New Zealanders who walk and cycle for transport are much more likely to have adequate levels of physical activity than those who drive cars. And this is being published in the Journal of Transport and Health. It is shown for the first time, that's right, this is breaking news, that New Zealanders who walk and cycle for transport have a 76% higher chance of meeting the New Zealand physical activity guidelines than those who drive cars.
Busco's Fuddy Duddy Study Buddies.
Thanks very much for that, University of Otago at Wellington.
It's confusing when universities open campuses in other places, isn't it? Well, that was a bad start for me with that whole bit that the University of Otago is in Wellington. As well. It's like messy university. It seems to be everywhere and not just in Palmerston North. It doesn't sit comfortably with me. What doesn't sit comfortably with Mike is Halloween, and yet it still happened to him last night.
So last night, the little one in our house had a friend over, which is against school night rules, of course. But I find increasingly in our house that rules are made to be broken by those apart from me. Anyway, that's another issue.
Wander around going, look, we've got a rule about this. I mean, with this rule.
That's right.
What? There's right. Rules.
Exactly. And then Katie's looking at me going, no, we don't have that rule anymore. That's changed. Exactly. And so anyway, so the little one has a friend over and she stays the night. And so they're doing their trick-or-treating. And there were some rules on the trick-or-treating. And the rules on the trick-or-treating was that they could do a couple of houses in the local neighbourhood, but basically they were there just to stand at the gate to welcome people to their buckets full of lollies and to hand out lollies. That was their trick-or-treating night. They were all dressed up and it was all good to go. So that was exciting. Here's the disturbing element. What is it about adults, when they bring the kids along, that they feel it necessary that they take all the lollies? So the little one, because little kids are the best, because the little ones, you go, do you want a lolly? And the little three-year-old's going to go, I just want that one there. And they take just a little lolly, just one lolly is all there. And then old big mum goes, oh, they fruit bursts, oh, I like a few of those. Big fat hand goes and scoops up half a dozen.
Oh, see, I was about to jump in and save you and propose that when you said big mum, you mean bigger than the three-year-old. But then you went big fat hand, and now you've completely...
Sorry. Just poetic license. Trying to paint a picture.
No, you've just created controversial headlines across the country with your fattest anti-Halloween sentiments.
Lolly stealers.
After criticising people who drive to work.
Oh dear, I didn't mean to do that. But you know what I'm saying? It's a kid's night out. It's not the big greedy adult's night out. You're not there. It's not a free lolly fest, for goodness sake.
What if big fat mum is... is not really fat at all. I'm desperately trying to dig you out of this hole. But is wearing like some kind of crazy Halloween costume.
Oh, so she's dressed up, therefore she deserves. No, it's a kid's night out. It's not an adult's night out. If you want to have an adult's night out at the Halloween dress-ups, you know, do put keys in the bowl or something. Something different for the adults. Just for the kids, it's the lollies with little kids at the gate. It's for the little people, not the greedy adults. And even if you are an adult, if your child takes one, then surely you couldn't possibly take more than one, could you? To scoop in and take half a dozen to a dozen, that's just greedy. I rest my case.
Can you be racist with fat-handed lolly stealers? Have we just completely walked all over their fundamental human rights there? And will there be a slew of complaints coming our way? Yeah, bugger them. I am Glenn ZB. That is how we wrapped up your Halloween treats for you for Wednesday. We'll see you back here again with some more non-holiday treats tomorrow.